of our I Want You to Be Happier series, we dig into just how important and beneficial it is to serve others. We get honest about why we don't help and get real about how things like selfishness, insecurity, and unhealed pain feature in our excuses for not getting involved. We share tips for starting small and stress the importance of serving who you know where you are. We're working to put love into action as we serve our family, neighbors, and communities. Thanks for being here. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and now let's head to the hill. Hey, welcome to Girl on a Hill. I have got my girls Jolene and Crystal with me today.
Hi.
Hello. I told you I would tell you, last week I told you I would tell you in this episode whether Sid has had her baby, and not yet.
So close.
So she's very, very close. It could be any second time.
Baby taking her time.
Yes. So 100% by the next time we record, we can tell you.
Correct.
The baby will be, because we record two at a time. So yeah. I can't let you know in the next episode, but a few weeks out. So watch our Facebook page.
Right.
If you want to know about the newest little lady on the hill. So this is our last episode in the I Want You to Be Happier series.
All right.
And I don't know if you two know, we are in season three.
Oh, wow.
Already? Last week was the first episode of season three.
Oh.
We had our 2-year anniversary.
That was
so
fast.
Into year three, isn't it?
It has gone by fast.
Like crazy fast. Oh. I don't even know how that happened, but so we're closing out this series. We're talking about serving and helping, being there for others. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "The surest way to be happy is to seek happiness for others." I like that. And he wasn't wrong. Research has shown that in large part, our own happiness is influenced by the amount of kindness and generosity we show others. This is from Forbes.com.
Oh.
So, yeah, I always say, like, pay attention if it's, like, coming from an unusual source. Forbes.com said, "Americans are guaranteed the right to pursue happiness for themselves, but might they be better off if they pursued happiness for others?" We compared the two strategies, showing that, ironically, the second pursuit brings more personal happiness than the first.
I get that.
It's pretty cool, like, how we're wired, because there is literally a biological response in our bodies when we help somebody else.
Right.
So the body will release endorphins, serotonin, and oxytocin when we help someone else, providing a natural high that lowers stress, elevates mood, reduces pain, strengthens emotional bonds, and calms the nervous system.
That happened. We were on a text thread, and I was feeling anxious, and I prayed for you guys, and I felt a lot calmer.
Oh, yay!
I was going to tell you anyway, but I'm telling you now. Seriously, like, a lot calmer. I'm like, well, that's crazy, but awesome.
That's cool.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for letting me pray for you.
It is neat how it's just really neat that we're wired that way. One study even determined that kind people have 23. They have trouble speaking to microphones. Kind people have 23% less cortisol than others.
That's a nice chunk.
It is. I mean, I know I got a lot of cortisol.
Yeah.
I need to be nicer. I don't want to get rid of some of it. Here's another awesome website. As happierhuman.com put it, helping others produces a positive effect on your mental and physical health. In other words, your brain and your body were designed for helping others.
Right.
That's nice.
Nice. This is a super cool. This is a happy episode. Like this.
Yeah.
This is a happy episode. I'll convict you later.
Hard. We don't want to.
I was like, we haven't gotten there yet.
You know what's coming. But for now, it's like, oh, fluffy marshmallow. Yeah. Hey, sunshine. Okay. Definitions?
Yeah.
Okay. This definitions today are of the word helping. Okay. First, real basic. To be useful or of service to. Okay. to give or provide what is necessary to accomplish a task or satisfy a need. I like okay. that. Okay, now we're getting cooler. To contribute strength. I love that. And that just kind of shows that help doesn't mean you have to go mow somebody's lawn.
Right.
Yeah.
Help can be emotional support. I'm right. listening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love in action.
Wow. That's a nice one.
I like that one too. And this one is really good. The notion of figuring out how to make a difference. Mm-hmm. I liked that. ThinDifference.com said, helping is working hard to use any expertise I've been given to benefit others in an applicable, inspirational, and relatable way. Mm-hmm. I like that. That ties into what I said I'm going to hammer on in this season is tying into your passions and your purpose. Mm-hmm. And like, okay, what do I have that I can right. give? That's going to be different than what you can give or what you right. can give.
We all have something to give.
Yeah. And if you're not given it, like, someone's missing out.
Mm-hmm. You're a specialized tool.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And you could be happier by giving it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So why not? Mm-hmm. Lower your cortisol, people.
Right.
You want some traits?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. These are traits of a helpful person, a person who serves, a person who gives. First, they're humble. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. You know, thinking of yourself less. Dependable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very important.
Super important. Non-judgmental. Mm-hmm. We're going to mm-hmm. talk about that later. That's a barrier to helpfulness is that when we think, well, you could do that yourself.
Right.
You're in this own mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Comfortable with vulnerability.
That's hard.
It is hard.
It is hard. And we don't like being vulnerable. And we also, so this is like being vulnerable yourself and being okay with someone else.
Right.
Being yeah. vulnerable, which is hard for other people too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like watching someone cry or being low is very hard for some people.
Yeah, it is. Good point.
Yeah, that just came to me in the moment. yeah. Someone who looks for opportunities to meet needs, mm-hmm. seeks them out, is always observant. I just put the word willing.
That's true.
Like that. Yeah. Willing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I like this. Willing to look less impressive in order to be more influential.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because wanting to be impressive means you're elevating yourself above others.
Right.
But helping is coming alongside others.
Right.
Yeah. Not like, look at me. Mm-hmm. Look at we. And someone who makes things easier.
Yeah.
And that can be a whole host of ways.
Mm-hmm.
This I just found, I didn't know where to put this, but I thought it was an interesting fact because it convicted me. They did a bunch of studies and the most likely group of people to actually volunteer, and this doesn't mean just being helpful, but this is like volunteering at a charity organization right. or whatever,
mm-hmm.
are people over 65.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, I think about when our church ran a food pantry, a lot of our volunteers were older.
Because they might be retired?
I think, I mean, time probably has something to do with it, but I also think that by that point in your life, you figured out what actually matters.
Yeah.
That would make sense, too.
Like, you know.
I volunteered in an after-school program, and it was...
older.
It was a lot of older ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, mm-hmm. wonderful ladies. Yeah.
I just think that's something to absorb, so that people like us who aren't there yet maybe don't wait until we're old. Or, you know, just seize the opportunity if you are there.
Yeah.
Okay, how did we get here? And the here today is, why aren't we helping, serving, right. getting involved?
Right.
What's keeping us from jumping in? Okay. And actually, the first one's not fear.
Hey!
Isn't that crazy?
That's lovely.
I don't know if it's in this episode. We'll see.
Oh.
I know. It might not be.
Yeah.
Buckle your seatbelts. Okay, the first one is what I'm calling the bystander effect.
Yeah. Mm.
Somebody else will help.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, when you tell her, oh, there's enough other people to do that.
I've been at volunteer situations and that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I need someone to tell me what to do.
This wasn't that kind of a situation. Oh. It was a very clear cut. This is your role. Mm-hmm. Oh. But there are times, yes, you know.
I mean, and we have been, as someone who, you know, helps run a small ministry, yeah. like we have begged from like the stage before, like, please, we're dying. Like, we need help in this one very specific area, and crickets.
Oh, right.
Because everyone's like, well, there's 30 people in this room. Somebody else is going to volunteer.
30 people's not a lot of people.
No, but I mean, but still, it's like, well, somebody else will do it. I don't have to do it. There's another person. And I think sometimes we try to sugarcoat this one with qualifiers. Someone with more skills will help. Somebody better qualified than me will help.
Right. I struggle with that. Someone who lives closer, but I do struggle with that.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, and sometimes though we can do this, but the need is like, well, we need the toilets washed. Like, you don't really need a lot of special skills.
No, you don't.
You don't.
And hopefully we've all done that.
Yeah.
If you haven't, you should.
You should.
Clorox wipes in every bathroom, friend. It's game changer.
Right.
But I mean, this can help in so many other ways. I mean, even with things like bringing a friend a meal, or that lady is crying and going through a hard time, but somebody, an extrovert will go find her.
Probably not. Oh, that came out really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone, no, it's you. You see the need, go meet it.
Right.
Okay, how did we get here? Number two? This is bringing it back to what I said in traits. We're judgmental. Studies have shown that people are less likely to help when they believe the person in need could have done something differently to prevent the situation they are in.
Yeah. It's hard because sometimes you're like, no, you directly, they're direct.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to get off the high horse.
It is.
Even if it's not a very tall one.
Mm-hmm. Because regardless of how they got there, they are there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they need help getting out of there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you can't, we've said this before, like, judging someone doesn't change them.
No.
Loving someone can.
But we've all done a lot of things to ourselves. And look at all the help that, and the kindness and grace that have been shown to us when, yes, we could have made.
Very true.
But we don't think about that.
Oh, no.
We're looking at a specific situation of, I wouldn't have done that, which maybe you would have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or just this person got caught doing the thing.
That's fair. That's,
you know?
Yeah. That's real.
I also think we can be judgmental when we feel like the problem someone else is facing or the issue they're dealing with isn't something we would need help with.
Oh,
well, I would never ask for help with that. You should be able to handle that in your own self.
Like, right.
That is what kept me from going to a math tutor for years. I'm like, I should be able to do this, or they're going to think I should be able to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not quite the same thing, but you know. Go see a tutor. It's fine.
Right. That's what they're there
but
for.
But anything, I mean, and this is where we talked today about, like, different people's capacities are different.
They are.
Size of their plate is smaller. I saw a cheesy thing on Facebook, like, or this person's plate is made of paper and not as sturdy as your ceramic plate.
Oh, yeah.
You just don't know all the underlying.
No. And they might not either. They might.
Yeah.
There might be the straw that just breaks it.
Right.
Yeah, you don't know what they were, how their upbringing, their background, their resources, their support system. Don't judge.
What the last 3 weeks has looked like.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. But that's a big barrier. We're judgmental and that keeps us from helping.
Very sad.
It is super sad. Another one, and I think we don't realize this next one and how this plays into it. We've talked so much before about unhealed pain. Okay. And sometimes we don't help because we have been hurt or used or taken advantage of. I put, if you live a life of service or if you're in ministry of any kind, if your life is about other people in any way, at some point you are going to get hurt.
Yeah. Right.
Like, someone is going to use you or take advantage of you because they're people.
Yes.
And if we're pointing a microscope, we've probably all used or taken advantage of someone else to some extent as well.
Right.
So you have to look beyond it, because you just go into it knowing, yes, I'm going to be unappreciated. I might be overlooked. No one might say thank you, but that's not the reason you should be doing it.
No, you're not doing, I mean, those are nice little frosting bits, but that's not.
I actually prefer to be overlooked and not to be thanked in a lot of those situations. Huh.
Interesting.
Anyway, our pain shouldn't hurt. Just because this one person hurt you, took advantage of you, doesn't mean all people will. And you can't let that person's mistake
yeah,
now hurt the world for all time.
And we can change what you give too. Yes. Okay, so like if you did something, it's a very similar situation. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can still help.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be on the same level.
Yes, maybe now you have boundaries. I was going to say
boundaries.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not sure, ask someone whose outside perspective is different or who's better at boundary setting. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not us.
We're all working on it.
We're working on it.
Making progress.
The next one is short and simple. We're feelings driven.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like it.
No one feels like washing a toilet.
No.
No one does.
But it takes 2 seconds if you have your Clorox wipes there. Mm-hmm. And then it's done.
Most of the things people and ministries and charities and organizations need aren't things we're going to feel like doing.
No.
They're just not. But they need it done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if everybody did a little bit, then you could help less often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. Right. Okay. We're too busy.
Sometimes, yes, but... Yeah.
I put this... I think I might have put it later that it's a farce that we say that. But so we all know about burnout.
Yeah. Right.
We know about exhaustion.
Right.
And that's true. But I'm not pulling my punches anymore. I don't care. I feel like I'm just getting more direct. It's also true that we have prioritized things in such a way that we don't have time for other people.
Right.
Here's my truthful punch coming in, not the truth section.
Okay. Yeah.
We cannot jam pack our lives with busyness to the point of the exclusion of obedience.
Yeah.
Mm. But I mean, you think of all the things, we are busy people. We have a lot going on, but then how much time do we spend scrolling?
Hmm. Or is your list really prioritized? What is the priority on your list?
Huh? Right.
Because I like checking it off. We know I like checking it off. We know. But I guess laundry will still be there.
Yeah.
Ideally, it's clean in the dryer.
Well, and some of the things that people need don't take a lot of your time.
Or just send a text or do a phone call.
That's what I was just thinking. Just checking in with somebody over text can make a day and give you the strength to go on.
Right.
But you're like, I don't know. I don't.
It takes 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. Don't overthink it.
Yeah. You don't have to go help somebody move every time.
No.
It doesn't have to be that. As Jolene has helped me move. It is a big thing. Thank the people that help you move.
At least one time.
But still. We're going to die in the house.
I was like, don't move again because you're not getting any more help.
No. Okay. I have the last. How'd we get here?
Mm-hmm.
We've made ourselves the sun.
Yep.
We accuse kids and teenagers of this, but we don't really grow out of it.
Everything revolves around me.
Mm-hmm. We are very egocentric. I mean, that's how we live.
Yeah.
When you get the grumps because something's not going your way, it's because
it's not going your way.
Your universe, revolves around you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an uncomfortable thing to admit out loud.
Yeah.
But it's super true. And I put we only do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We only do what we think is fun.
Yep.
We only do things that we personally gain from.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we're selfish and I am guilty.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ready for some truth?
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been... Okay.
I thought this was a happy episode.
Actually, the truths today feel a little more uplifting.
Well, it feels lighter today.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Here we go. Truths you need to hear. Number one, you need people.
We do.
Mm-hmm. You 100% need people.
2020 didn't teach us anything. It taught us we need people.
Even the introverts. When you start talking to folks at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Right. You need people.
Yeah. You need people.
Talking to strangers.
I have been waiting for an episode to put this particular office quote in.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, let's do this.
Okay. So I'm not quoting it all the way, but there's an episode where Stanley Hudson says that he wants to live at the top of a decommissioned lighthouse and nobody knows he's there. And I'm like, oh my goodness, Stanley, you and I, we're on the same page. Yes. Even me, I sometimes want to live at the top of a decommissioned lighthouse where nobody knows I'm there so I can just be alone and be happy and no drama. Mm-hmm. Even me, Stanley Hudson, need people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's bigger than that, though, because somebody else needs you.
Right.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, you ready for truth number two, which I love.
Okay.
Makes me happy. You don't have to be an Avenger to matter.
Yay!
Oh, that's good!
Yeah, like, you don't. Here's where.
But if you are an Avenger, you do matter as well.
And please come talk to us.
For real, like, please come talk to us.
Please come talk to us.
We'll do an episode.
Oh, I'll do a series. Okay. But you don't have to be the most qualified, the most educated, the most wise, the most well-spoken, insert your adjective out there. Here's another couple things where you might think otherwise. You don't have to have a lot of time. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. What most people need isn't something that only Iron Man can give.
Mm. Well, that's good.
It is good. Like, you don't have to be rich. You don't have to have hours and hours of free time. Or be ridiculously smart or a super skilled craftsman. What most people need is an ear and love.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you have those things.
And maybe some cookies.
Ooh.
I mean, that's...
I can get behind that.
I know you can.
I can.
One of my dad's friends, her name... We always called her Captain Nancy. I have no idea what Nancy's last name is. Nancy.
I like
always,
that.
Yeah, her
Captain. Yeah. Captain. Well, she's
that sounds
a
like
pilot.
An Avenger. Mm.
She's a pilot.
I think she could be an Avenger.
Anytime she would be in town to visit, she would always bring cookies.
Nice.
Ooh,
yeah,
it's little,
but it made your day.
Yeah, as a kid, like, even to my mom's service, she brought cookies, and I felt bad because I was looking, I'm like, do you have cookies? And she had cookies.
Yay!
It's like, she's so dependable.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So it can be.
Yeah, it's small things.
Little. And I put here, too, in this section, like, don't compare.
No.
Either.
I think that's one of the worst things.
Mm-hmm.
It'll mess with you. Mm-hmm. It's like sneaky mess.
Yeah.
Because we're all in different places in life, you know?
So
and it's like, can you do this? Can you do that? Well, maybe you can't. Maybe you could before and you will again, but right now,
it might not be this
maybe
season.
You can't mow the lawn, but you can do this.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need to listen to that a whole bunch of times. It's just going to come back.
Sneaking in where...
Your life is about to get way more busy.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah. I put two, and this, I keep going back to this Bible story too, which I don't know. That, pay attention. I find sometimes when like God brings things up over and over, it's like, what are you not noticing yet? Mm-hmm. But in the story of the talents that we've talked about before, the master handed out 5 talents to one, 2 to another, and 1 to the third.
Yeah.
And both the man with the 5 talents and the man with the 2 received the same response when they doubled what they'd been given.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't about one having more ability than the other.
Right.
It was about, this is a kicker, using what you have been given to the best of your ability.
Right.
Not
so it's not
it
like
don't go bury it.
Yeah, it's not. But yeah, it's not like well, they have 5 and I only have 2. I'm like, no, just use what you've got. Mm-hmm. Use what you're working with. But the tools service God gave you. This is another really big one. See, these truths are happier truths.
They are.
You can serve right where you are.
Absolutely,
it's true.
Right where you are. Now, see, I think a lot of times growing up and stuff, you hear about serving or giving or helping, and you picture like needing to go ring the little bell.
Yeah.
Or like going.
Which you can.
You can. Yeah. Or going to like Uruguay, or I'm going to go pass out sandwiches to the homeless. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with any of that.
No.
That's great. And you can totally do all that, but you can also serve right where you are. You can serve at your house.
Right.
At your job, at the church you attend, at your child's school.
Right.
I put in the places you are already regularly attending with the people you're already interacting with.
That is your mission field.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I 100% believe like you are put in your orbit on purpose.
Right.
There's somebody within your orbit. I 100% the someone that you're already interacting with every day that has a need you can meet.
Right.
Yeah.
So, lots of them.
Oh, yeah. Probably in all of those places.
Yeah.
And you just have to start looking.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to go far away
right.
to help. You can help right here.
Mm-hmm.
In this room.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Cooksandhills.com gave me this truth. I love it. Whatever you do, treat your job or your responsibility as an act of service.
Mm-hmm.
That is a mindset shift.
That is hard sometimes.
It is. It is hard. But I think it would really help. No matter what you do for a living, or whether you're at home with your kids, focus on how your work serves the needs of others. The question we should ask ourselves is, what am I giving or doing or making that makes a difference in someone's life or that makes their life better in some small and meaningful way?
And even things like changing a dirty diaper.
Yeah, you're definitely making your kid's life better.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's big.
Making dinner for your whole family.
Yeah, it actually is. Making sure they have the shirt they really want to wear tomorrow is clean and washed.
It's a big deal to them.
It is.
They will let you know.
Yeah,
it is. And I think that mindset shift can help take the drudgery and the frustration. And,
I mean, we don't think of that all the time, right?
As this is loving.
I mean, I live by myself. So sometimes I tell myself, you would really be happier if you did this.
Loving yourself.
Yeah. And I'm moving a plant when I get home. I haven't gotten there yet. I was like, you will really be happy to have this plant right here.
Yes.
Yeah, future Crystal will thank you.
Yeah, but I have to clean off a table to move it. It's two boxes.
Yeah.
Come on, Crystal.
But it's for future Crystal.
I look forward to the text with evidential proof.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Accountability. In action.
Plants getting moved. Needs.
just today and just for again. Yeah. To go back, and I have all these examples and I love that we hit on some of them, but like viewing your work from the perspective of this is actually changing somebody's life, making someone's life better, makes any task more enjoyable. It's kind of like the spoonful of sugar for Mary Poppins.
Makes the medicine go down.
If you're cleaning toilets, washing clothes, doing homework, helping a kid with homework. God bless this summer. As both of my kids and actually tutors. Are doing an online class this summer.
But I was going to say, wait a minute. Homeschool kids have homework, but no, I was like, no, high school kids.
High school kids. Yeah. Repairing faucets. Oh my gosh, Crystal
that
said
is
her
so
faucet.
Funny. Well, I was like, wait a minute.
I did not know that I wrote that down.
Well, it just happened.
Yeah. And that will make your life better.
It will.
Yeah.
If you're doing payroll, if you're weed eating, if you're fixing a flat tire, picking up rocks, writing a story, counseling a student, filling out paperwork, I imagine you got to do that.
Yeah. Well, I have to do payroll today, too.
If you can picture how whatever you're doing is helping someone else have a better day, it will improve your attitude about it.
Yeah.
I totally am excited to do this with some of these things that I really hate doing.
Yeah.
Evidential
proof, some pictures.
Let's try. Yeah. This is my last truth. Helping and serving someone is an act of love. Expecting reciprocation isn't love.
You cannot.
It's just that one. I think this one reveals our motivation.
Right.
Like, and I think we've all been guilty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course.
Like, well, now you owe me. That's contractual.
Yeah.
But a lot of times we do something for somebody because they can't. They won't be able to, you know, do anything back.
Yeah.
But they will. We all remember the nice things that people have done for us. And if we ever had the opportunity, how easy would it be to give back to that person?
Yeah. So we just kind of need to erase that.
Yeah.
Thing in the back of your head, like, well, now you owe me one. Or that if you start to feel the resentment crop up, like, I help you move. Where are you? Like, just check yourself.
Yeah.
But check yourself.
Yeah. That resentment, bitterness, that's going to like break down the relationship.
Right.
Like, goodbye.
It'd be a good time to stop and pray about it. And repeat as necessary.
Yes. I have a lot of tips.
Okay.
I like these. These made me happy. Maybe I'm helping someone else by sharing the tips. Therefore, I'm happier. So I put there are, of course, going to be times when you need to just get in there and do what has to be done. Because I'm literally going back to the toilets. Nobody's ever going to want to pull weeds or clean toilets.
No.
But, and this is a big but.
Right.
Okay. Sorry.
I like them and I cannot lie. Okay. Try to find ways to serve where you're passionate or in places where you can put your strength to use.
Awesome.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah.
My personal example is reading to preschoolers.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm meeting a need, but I'm meeting a need that feels like my passions of mm-hmm. children and books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like I said, sometimes you're going to have to do junk you don't want to do. But see what, you know, what you can do. Time.com said, find ways to integrate your interests and skills with the needs of others.
Mm-hmm.
So really similar, but like, maybe you're really, Crystal's really good at math.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe somebody is struggling with their taxes or a kid doesn't understand algebra. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I can help you.
I should text you next time. Have a ratio question. Sourdough is ratios.
Hurts my brain sometimes.
I do love math.
But you know, but like, that's a thing. Or like, I always text Jolene if like something's wrong with my neck
mm-hmm.
or whatever. I'm like, what do I do? How do I stretch? Like, because she's good at that. Right. She has those skills.
Right.
I haven't used them in a while, but yeah.
But you're so good. You still know. And you'll look it up if you don't.
It's true. I like pictures.
Yeah. This is a big one. Listen.
Mm-hmm. Such a big one.
And we're bad at it.
We are so mm-hmm. bad at it.
But I put like, if you're actually listening to people, needs will reveal themselves.
Right.
Because here's another truth. People are really bad at asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably not going to come out and say, help me. So, but if you hear it, mm-hmm. like, you can tell when someone's overwhelmed or...
It's reading between the lines yes. a lot of times.
Right. Yes. Oh, and this leads perfectly into my next one. Yay, Becky. Do not say, how can I help to someone mm-hmm. under stress, as they likely won't know what to tell you.
Or okay. they can't say it nice and they just want you to figure it out.
Likewise, don't say, let me know if you need something.
Oh.
99.999% of people won't say anything.
Hmm.
Even if they really, really need the help. Instead, I loved this tip. I didn't source it. This is not me. Suggest something super specific.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
Can I pick Sarah up from school for you? Can I bring dinner by on Wednesday night? Can the kids and I come and pull weeds for you?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Just offer something ridiculously specific. Or I didn't add this. Or just go do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go. Or they're really stressed out. Like, come over and just show up and do the lot. I mean, ask maybe permission. Because I wouldn't like drop in. But yeah. Come clean their house. Send a Grubhub. Like,
right.
Do something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a big one, too. If you truly don't want to do something, don't offer.
Right.
Yeah.
Please don't offer.
Mm-mm. Guilt and resentment
mm-hmm.
added to somebody's plate when they're already stressed isn't helpful or kind.
Right.
And I have had people help me,
mm-hmm.
but then let me know multiple times how their helping me was inconvenient to them.
Aww.
And then it was like,
worse. That is worse.
Yeah. I'm not asking you for help anymore. So yeah, don't. But it's not going to do you any good to pitch
no.
in and then resent the person. And
well, and you're going to be miserable. So you're going to take longer. You might be dragging the other people down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't do it. This
we,
one.
We all have limits. Don't do it.
So true. Wait for the thing that you're interested in or right. that sounds better to you. This one is similar. If you tell somebody you're going to help, follow through.
Please do that.
But, yes, but I also assumed that you would follow through.
You would assume.
Yeah.
This is how my family came to be in a parade one year.
Oh.
Because all of the volunteers who were going to help walk in the parade did not show up.
I think I was
with no message
year.
Or anything, right?
Nope. And so we got
might
there ready to just watch. And oh, we're in a parade today because nobody came. So if you say you're going to do something, do it.
Right.
Barring, you know, vomiting.
And there are situations,
family.
At least call.
Yes.
You
let
know?
Somebody know so they're not just
yeah
counting on it.
Oh, what a bummer.
But just
I yeah. hope you guys had a lot of fun in that.
You know
parade.
What? It was a good experience.
Yeah.
It was fun. We made it. Good to stretch our boundaries.
I've been in a lot of parades.
Nice. I like this one. Hang around other people who serve.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When other people witnessed first century Christians, they remarked that they turned the world upside down.
Yeah.
because they were just in a community of loving and serving and right. giving. And that's who I want to be around.
And mm-hmm. wouldn't be still going if they weren't.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. like, rock on.
Last two. One, start small.
Mm-hmm.
I put, like, let somebody cut in front of you in the line at the grocery store. I try to always do that. Like, if they have three things and I have my enormous cart.
Yeah.
Like, go, please. Get up to open the door for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That help happens here a lot if we're struggling with, like, casserole. Like, yeah. Go open the door. Yeah. Just try to find one little thing to do every day.
Yeah.
You know, it can be smiling at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Welldoing.org said, don't hang about to free all the apathetic people around you.
Mm.
They may complain or even try to block your actions. So rather than wait for them to see things as you do, go ahead anyway and feel good that your bit of good in the world may benefit others also.
I like that.
I like that too. Like, don't wait for everybody else to care. They're not gonna.
Right.
You care. You take action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready for my real reel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. We are pushing it on time. So I'm going to race through this sermon for you today. It's full of truth, though. You want to know the real reason why I think we feel happy when we're serving and loving others?
Huh.
Because it's what we've been commanded to do.
Right.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mark 12, 30 through 31. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself.
Snap.
No commandment mm-hmm. greater than these.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard to love your neighbor as yourself when you never actually show them love,
mm-hmm.
when you're never willing to be there. And that's what most people need, is just somebody to care.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just somebody to listen
mm-hmm.
or to sit with them in their pain. Or this has been happening this week, to rejoice when they rejoice.
Mm-hmm. Like,
both of you have done both of those things with me this week mm-hmm. and it's helpful.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was without seeing my face in person. Like,
right. It's accurate.
It's helpful. People just need love.
Mm-hmm.
I was rereading the story of the Good Samaritan to prepare,
mm-hmm.
and the Message version threw me. So the religious leader was doing exactly what we do. He was trying to get out of it.
Mm.
Luke 10:29 says, gosh, this just slapped me. Looking for a loophole, he asked Jesus, and just how would you define neighbor?
Right. I wondered if you were going to go there.
Mm-hmm. I went there looking for a loophole. Like, and Jesus goes on to tell the story, sharing how both the priest and the religious man not only walked past the man in need, but crossed to the other side mm-hmm. of the street to mm-hmm. avoid him.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there. Now, not even going, not even touching the current homeless crisis.
Right.
And how we respond there. But we all avoid people that we know and love that have needs.
Right.
We pretend we don't see it. We keep our eyes straight ahead because somebody else will help.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus answered the religious leader's question in verse 36. What do you think? Which of the three became a neighbor to the man attacked by the robbers? The one who treated him kindly, the religion scholar responded. And the Good Samaritan became a neighbor because he saw a need and met it. This leads me to conclude that we are called to meet the needs we see that are in our power to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And the parable convicts some of us because the Samaritan is remembered because he was the one who took action, who did something.
Mm-hmm.
The priest and the religious leader probably both had a lot of scriptural knowledge.
Mm.
They knew the law. And this goes back to integrity. We can say we love our neighbor all we want.
Right.
We can say we love our friends all we want. We can say we love our church family all we want.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're not acting on it, if we're avoiding making eye contact to get out of something,
right.
pretending we don't see texts or messages so we won't have to pitch in, if we're not reaching out when we know someone is hurting, do we actually love them?
No.
I told you I was going to punch you. Not many of us are going to walk past people beaten up and left for dead on the side of the road every day. But we walk past hurting people every day.
Yep.
And we walk past people who need kindness.
Right.
And what do? David said a long time ago in a sermon, and it stuck with me, the kingdom of me is too small a thing to live for.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to love God and love others. And to touch on last week's episode, you're here to love and serve with the heart, passions, abilities, and unique way of connecting that God gave you. I'll go do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like it. Mm-hmm. We're going to be back next week. All new series. I'm excited. It's going to be a good one. Thanks for being here and thanks for sticking with us for 2 years. Awesome. We love you. See you later.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Girl in a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.